नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। दिस इज कैंटो 11, चैप्टर 3, लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी। Today we are covering text 30. Parasparanukathanam Pavanam Bhagavat Yashah Mito Ratir Mithas Tushtir निवृत्तेर मिथा आत्मनः। परस्परानुकथनम् पावनं भगवद्यशः मिथो रतिर्मिथस्तुष्टेर निवृत्तिर्मिथ आत्मनः। परस्परानुकथनम् पावनं भगवद्यशः मिथो रतिर्मिथस्तुष्टेर निवृत्तिर्मिथ आत्मनः। परस्परानुकथनम् पावनं भगवद्यशः मिथो रतिर्मिथस्तुष्टेर निवृत्तिर्मिथ आत्मनः। तिर्मितस्तुष्टेर निवृत्तिर्मित आत्मनः। माताजी word meaning paraspara, mutual, anukathanam, discussion, pavanam, purifying, bhagavat, of the Supreme Lord, yashaha, glories, mitaha, mutual, Ratihi, loving attraction,
Mitaha, mutual. To stay, satisfaction. Nivritti, cessation of material miseries. Mitaha, mutual. Atmanaha, of the soul. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness should not envy one another or quarrel amongst themselves. Giving up all such mundane feelings, they should gather together and chant the glories of the Supreme Lord for mutual purification. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has pointed out that glorification of Supreme Lord is especially potent when performed in the association of pure devotees. When devotees engage in sankirtan, chanting the glories of the Lord together, they experience the highest transcendental bliss and satisfaction. Thus they encourage one another to give up material sense gratification, which is based on illicit sexual connections with women. One devotee will say to another, "Oh, you have given up sense gratification. Starting today, I shall also give it up." One should learn to increase one's love for the devotees, to satisfy them and to give up sense objects unfavorable to serving Krishna. And one should learn to view the entire universe as paraphernalia for the Lord's service. By engaging the objects of the senses in Krishna's service, one automatically becomes detached from them. As one passes one's day in the association of the Lord's devotees, one's transcendental ecstasy increases more and more through discussions about the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one who wants to be free from the harassment of Maya in the form of sense gratification must constantly associate with pure devotees of the Lord who have no engagement other than chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord and carrying out His mission on earth. Srila Madhvacharya has pointed out, just as one should cultivate friendship with devotees, one must cultivate a spirit of friendship towards the demigods who manage the universe on the Lord's behalf. Thus, one should live peacefully within this world. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri-rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri-radha krishna padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Parasparanu Kathanam Pavanam Bhagavad Yashaha Mithoratir Mithastushtir Nivrittir Mitha Atmana. So this is a very beautiful verse which we are discussing today. A series of beautiful verses. Discussion between Nava Yogendras and King Nimi. And this whole chapter especially deals with a very important crucial subject matter. And the point and the question which was raised by King Nimi was that what is illusory energy Maya? And then how to overcome this illusory energy? So in the discussion and the discussion has come to a pinnacle here where the solution of overcoming illusory energy has been discussed through the series of verses. And the solution is association of sadhus, association of devotees, association of pure Vaishnavas. So when this topic came, this verse came, I was initially thinking what can be spoken on this verse. Somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, mercy, I came upon a very wonderful lecture of His Holiness Sadhanath Swami Maharaj, who always speaks without any doubt. Every lecture, he reiterates the point of taking shelter of the association of devotees. Then he found something from Srimad Bhagavatam also, and some discussion with the other Vaishnavas. So today, we will discuss three points. We will speak something initially on the glory of Sadhu Sangha. Then we will see that Sadhu Sangha is not optional. In fact, it is most essential. And thirdly, we will see about what we learn from Sadhu Sangha. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often quoted this verse, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kohe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. That means, just a moment's association with a devotee can create a difference. And what is the proof? Each one of us sitting here is a proof. Many of us had no inclination towards Krishna consciousness, had not even thought of Krishna consciousness. But now the purpose of our life is what? Krishna consciousness. So how can the purpose of our life, which was never Krishna conscious, become Krishna conscious? All because of association of devotees. I was recently in Mira Road and I happened to meet one devotee. They coming from very affluent background. Prabhuji was working in a very big airline company. So I asked him that how you became a devotee. Little intrigued because the whole family is devotee family. So he told a very interesting story. He said that they're coming from a family of which belong to this Maharashtrian family, but more into Konkan belt. And you know, in Konkan belt, people like to eat fish. That's the Shastri Sandhyam. Every day without fail they have to have that diet. So this family also was into fish eating. They were staying in Vileparle. And they had a very good house. And without fail, this family, as the tradition provoked them, they would without fail have fish in their meal. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. 7 days a week, 31 days in a month, 365 days in a year, year after year. This was their current, this was something like, you know, they had to have fish. And if someone is eating fish, definitely they need variety, am I right? They can be just eating one particular meal. So their main problem in Vileparle was that they were not getting enough variety of fish. So they're looking for different places where they could get a very big fish market where they can buy fish and get enough variety. But somehow that they were not able to log into that particular place. And then soon they open a newspaper and the husband sees that in Mira Road, there is going to be a very big fish market. Big place. And that intrigues him. And he makes further research and he comes to know that really in Mira Road there is going to be a very big area where they are going to sell fishes, you know. And with the single most desire of having fish, they decide to leave their Vileparle house and go to Mira Road. Now generally Mira Road to Vileparle is a thing which people transit to. But they left their Vileparle house to buy a house in Mira Road just so that they could access very easily a variety of fishes. So soon they were in the fish market every day, morning, evening, afternoon, and the Mataji was buying, and everyone knew that these people are very much fond of fish. Every seller in the fish market knew, this family is our regular customer. So things were going good in material life for them. So in the night time, sometimes they would just go out for some stroll, husband, wife. So they're walking, they're taking their house in Srushti, which happens to be next to Bhaktivinoda Hospital and also to Radha Giridhari Temple, ISKCON, Mira Road. So they're walking, and the day they were walk, that particular day happened to be the first day of Kartik, Damodar month. So they were walking near the road next to ISKCON, Mira Road, and they were thinking, every day the temple light is on, today why temple light is off? And why Kirtan is going on? Is there something sad thing going to happen here, you know? And light is off, very soothing Kirtan, and everyone is offering some lamp, you know. So every day they are going by the temple, they never enter the temple, but this incident they just are attracted to. So they enter the temple, and you know, sometimes you come to Yamadhar month, Kartik month, there is so much of rush. You do not know what that line is, you just stand in line. And then you are guided to the lamp. And then you guided ahead, and you have to wave the lamp. And you guided ahead, you have to keep the lamp, and you move out of the temple. So there is no place. So they were also like, they just came, and they were in the line, and they were given a lamp, and they were told, offer, and they offered, they came out, and they were out. And prasadam is in hand, they order the gate. And they were like, but the whole experience was so good, that the next time they came, the next day, they again entered the temple hall, the same time, again had the same experience, and that went on for the whole 30 days of Kartik month. In 30 days of Kartik month, they came to know who was the lamb giver, who was the prasad giver. So every time Hare Krishna, Hari Bol became very popular with them. And eventually they became more regular in devotees association, and they came to know that devotees always have something hanging on their neck, you know, and they keep their hand in that. And that is a chanting bead. So someone gave them chanting bead. They began chanting. And slowly, slowly they came to know about the principles of Krishna consciousness. And when they came to know that we have to give up, of all things, fish eating. That was the biggest shock they had. But by that time, prasadam had already done its wonder. Devotee association had already attracted them. So they decided to quit fish. And that was the most surprising thing for the entire, I mean the whole cousins, families, relatives, everyone. This family who had given up their house from Vileparle to go to Mira Road to eat fish. In Mira Road, they give up eating fish. What is the reason? Hare Krishna. Not only that, the fish market, fish sellers, they were thinking, why this customer is not coming? And one particular that fish merchant happened to go by a temple and they saw this couple in a temple on the main gate, wearing tilak, having kanti mala and having bead bag, you know. And then he came to know, oh, they have become Hare Krishna and they have stopped eating fish. He became so disturbed, he went and made the temple president of ISKCON, Mira Road, and complained, how can you take our customer like this? So this devotee is mentioning that we had no idea where we are going and something attracts us and we land up in the association of devotees, our life transforms. And this is the story of each one of us. That is Sadhu Sangha. So we come in association of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's followers who are purely following their instructions. We come in touch with them, our life gets transformed. Therefore, in Sanskrit, there is a beautiful verse. What is Sadhu Sangha? It mentions that Sadhu Sangha actually is the most coolest thing one can ever experience in life. This verse says, Chandanam Shitalam Loke, Chandanapi Chandrama, Chandra Chandanayor Madhe Shitala Sadhu Sangati. In this world, Chandan, sandalwood, is considered to be very cool. But this verse mentioned, but cooler than sandalwood is Chandrama, is moon. Moon's ray are very cool, more cooler than Chandan. However, Chandra Chandanayor Madhe, but more cooler than Chandan and Chandrama is Shitala Sadhu Sangati. The association of devotee is the most coolest thing. Some may see, how can we experience, is it like an AC cool, you know, and experience that coolness? No. In the morning we chant every day, Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka, Tranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam. That is coolness. Coolness is not external. We may sit in AC, but internally so much of stressed out, sometimes you perspire, where anxiety. Coolness is the coolness which we feel within. Millions of years of our existence in this material world, that fire has been rising like anything, raising like anything, raging fire. You come in association of sadhus, that fire has gone down. It will go more down as we go more and more deeper into association of devotees. Therefore, sadhu sangati is the most sheetal, most coolest. There's a beautiful bhajan, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's. Nitaya Padakamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. Koti Chandra, millions of moons together, that coolness is in the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So this is Sadhu Sangati, coolness of Sadhu. Why Sadhu Sangha is very important? Because in Sadhu Sangha, one gets pure mercy of Krishna. No matter how you deal, how your dealing is with sadhu, it doesn't matter. The end result is always positive. In our Krishna Conscious Association, we know that how many times we have offended devotees, how many times we did not know how to behave with devotees. But the opposite was, we always got kripa, mercy, compassion, love. That sadhu. So there's a verse which mentions that. What is a sadhu's behavior? Grishtam grishtam punarapi puna chandanam charugandham chinnam chinnam punarapi puna sadhu chaiva ikshukhandam dagdham dagdham punarapi puna kanchanam kantarupam na prananti prakrite vikriti jayate sajjanam. So this verse mentions grishtam grishtam punarapi puna chandanam. A sandalwood, the fragrance of a sandalwood is very sweet. But if you want more fragrance, what happens? You have to rub the sandalum. So it's called grishtam grishtam. So when you rub, we get so much fragrance. But what happens to sandalwood? The sandalwood is undergoing so much of problem in his life. Sandalwood is being continuously rubbed on a rough surface. Ghrashtam, ghrashtam, punarapi. Punarapi chandanam, charu gandhanam. Now the chandan has been gone through so much of abuse by us. The chandan can revolt and think that I will give bad order. I will not use fragrance, I will give bad order. But no. You deal anyway with chandan, the chandan gives what? Very sweet odor. Similarly, chinnam chinnam punaravi puna ikshukhandam, a sugar cane. A sugar cane, the nature of sugar cane is what? Sweet. Sweet in taste. However, to relish its sweetness, people have to crush the sugar cane, or cut the sugar cane, or bite the sugar cane, or chew the sugar cane. So, chinnam chinnam, punarapi. A sugar cane, when it undergoes that chinnam chinnam, the sugar cane does not decide, this person is continuously tormenting me, let me become bitter. No. It's sweet. Then, dagdham dagdham punarapi kanta. Gold. Gold is made to undergo the fire, the heat of fire. The gold may think, oh, I'll become black in color because they're heating me so much. But no, the gold comes out more beautiful. So it is mentioned, a sadhu by nature is always sweet, is always merciful. No matter how your treatment with sadhu is, because of your neophyteness, the opposite result is that great sadhu will only reciprocate in a pure way. And we have so many examples in Prabhupada's life, you know. Prabhupada's going to America was what? Grishtam, grishtam, chinnam, chinnam and dagdam, dagdam only. But what in the return he gave? Krishna consciousness. So this is the glory of sadhu sangha. So this ISKCON temple is Srila Prabhupada's creation to get this sadhu sangha in this horrible city of Mumbai. But we come here and experience Krishna consciousness. So this is the glory of sadhu sangha which scriptures have always foretold. The next point we'll discuss is, sadhu sangha is not optional. It is most essential. This discussion comes in Vishnu Puran, discussion between Parashara Rishi and Maitreya. So Maitreya Muni is asking so many questions to Parashara Muni. So his one question is, what is the importance of association of devotee? To answer this question, Parashara Muni in the Vishnu Puran mentions, what is the effect of a moment's association of a non-devotee first? And then he mentions, what is the moment's association of a devotee? Because if you want to present something very important, we have to give a background. Just like, you know, sometimes you want to, like for example, many times we have DT's dress, you know, beautiful dress. But if the background is not contrasting, the dress does not stand out. Is it not? Similarly, if something very important in Shastra has to stand out, a background has to be given which is a little contrasting. So to answer this point of how important is the association of devotees, first, in Vishnu Puran, Parashara Muni describes about how dangerous is the effect of association of a non-devotee. And he mentions the story of a king. I don't remember the name of the king, but this king is very pious. And his wife is also very devotional. Both of them live a very happy married life. Their kingdom is prospering. Every day without fail they are worshipping Brahmanas, they are worshipping the deity. Completely spiritual, pious. Without fail their kingdom is on the banks of Ganga. So every day they go to Ganga and take bath. So one day the king and the queen, they go to Ganga to take bath and they are coming back to the palace. On the way, they see a person coming to them. This person was an atheist. However, this person was an important person. You know why? Because the king's martial arts guru was his friend. So when it came, out of courtesy, respect, you have to show respect because he is someone who is your guru's friend, you know. So the king stopped, gave him respect. And without his knowledge, they began a conversation. Now if an atheist is there, definitely he is not going to discuss about Krishna. So it was a mundane topic. Somehow the king, without knowing, he actually went deeper into the topic and became very much absorbed in the topic. The queen was not happy. She turned her head away from the atheist. But she could not leave because husband was there. But she was the one who showed that, you know, by her physical presence that she is not interested. So Parashar Rishi mentions that the story doesn't end here. They live a happy life as always. And a time of death comes. At time of death, there are two different destinations for her husband and the wife. The wife is reborn as in a very, very Krishna conscious family in the kingdom of Kashi. She's a prince there. But this king, he becomes a dog. And this queen, this prince of Kashi, she remembers her past life. And she remembers, what was the reason that my pious husband, king, got a life of a dog? And she also knows where is her husband. So she finds out that her husband is in the kingdom of Kashi only, as a dog. So she goes all the way to the dog and tells the dog, who were you in the last life? Preaches to the dog, you made a mistake. You associated with a non-devotee for some time. You gave your attention, your time to that person. And as a result, you have become a dog. So the dog laments. After some time, the dog leaves body. And the next life, the dog becomes a fox. The queen, this prince understands. Then again, she goes to this forest where the fox is living. She approaches the fox. Again tells, who are you? The last life, the last two last life. Preaches to him. The fox understands. And then the fox goes for fasting, you know. And leaves his body. The fox is reborn as wolf now. Again the prince goes and preaches Krishna consciousness with the wolf. And then after that the wolf becomes in the next life crow. My God, so many lives. That's what the Parashar Muni is coming to the point. Movements, association of a non-devotee. And from crow, the next life as peacock. Little better than before. So now as a peacock, she is heavily preaching to her husband and telling him that take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of devotees. And now he understands. And all through this association of this wife who is a devotee, what happens is, in the next life, this peacock becomes the son of the king of Mithila, Janak Maharaj. Not Sita Devi's father, other Janak Maharaj. And then it is mentioned that Janak Maharaj's son is born in a family of devotees. And he is raised as a devotee. And this prince comes and marries in Swayamvar to this... princess comes and marries Swayamvar in prince. And eventually they have a happy married life. And in the end of life, they go back home back to Godhead. So this is Parashar Muni's answer to the question of what is the association of devotees. And then he mentions the next story. The moment's association of a devotee, of a sadhu. So he mentioned the story of King Virochan. Virochan is the son of Prahlad Maharaj, father of Bali Maharaj. And Virochan, like Hiranyakashipu, also was a very treacherous demon. And he always would go against the demigod. In fact, a time had come when Virochan had troubled all the demigods. Demigods were running helter-skelter. Somehow, Virochan had a good wife. She was very pious. And she had a very unique habit from her childhood. That every day without fail in the morning, she would invite brahmanas to her house, wash their feet, give them all respect, charity, and drink the water of their feet. This was every single day, even though she was wife of Virochan. She continued the habit. Virochan never said against her, but somehow agreed for that. Now, the demigods who were running helter-skelter without any proper refuge, they went to Lord Brahma for help. And Lord Brahma said, I cannot do anything to stop Virochan. You go to Lord Vishnu So they went to Lord Vishnu and they said, Lord Vishnu, please help us. And Lord Vishnu said, don't worry. It's very simple. So then Lord Narayan, he took the form of an old Brahmana. And as an old Brahmana, he came to the kingdom of Virochan Maharaj. And exactly came in the morning time. When he came in the morning time, and then the queen was so happy to see a very effulgent Brahmana, she couldn't recognize the Supreme Lord Narayan himself. So she told her, please come and have a seat and let me perform my daily rituals of worshipping a Brahmana. The old Brahmana said, wait, I will allow you to do it only if you agree to my wish. And the queen said, yes, I will agree. You first sit down, I'll wash your feet. No, first you agree to my wish, then I'll sit. So she's saying, okay, whatever you say, whatever you wish will happen. Said, you have to go and take permission of your husband also, if he agreeing also. So she went and convinced Virochan that one Brahmana has came, very effulgent, somehow other, he's asking if somehow other his wish can be fulfilled. So Virochan is thinking, yeah, Brahmana, old Brahmana is asking. So he said, okay, no problem. Whatever you wish, you ask, will be done. So, okay, you can wash my feet. After that, I will say something to you, which you have to, without fail, give to me. And they see each other, both of them, husband and wife. It is mentioned by Parashar Muni, because Lord's presence was there, he inflicted the beautiful curtain of Yogamaya on them. And they agreed for that. And after the whole thing was done, they washed the lotus feet of Lord as old Brahmana. They sprinkled the water on their head. They drank the water. So much of purification took place. So what do you want now? He said, I want you to give up all your opulence. Become pauper. And eventually give up your bodies. Strange request. But Virochan Maharaj and his queen, they agreed. They gave up all their kingdom, all their opulence, and just in few days they left their body. And Vishnu Puran mentions they went back home, back to world. So when Parashar Muni is asking, as I'm asking this question to Maitreya Rishi, he's saying that a person who was from a demoniac background had no chance of going back to world. God association of sadhus. And his whole life got transformed in a minute, in a short moment, and he went back to Varad. On the other hand, a pious king and a queen, living a very devotional life, had association with a non-devotee, had to wait for long lives, you know, and then they made it. So the conclusion he was mentioning that how important it is to associate with devotees, and also how important it is simultaneously to see that we should not associate with non-devotees. His Holiness Sadhanath Maharaj was once giving class, and a question-answer session, one devotee asked him this question, that, Maharaj, what is that single most thing which every householder should do to make advancement? Just one thing. I think so. Anandanpu must have this question. And one thing like that, you know, he asks always. So Maharaj just mentioned, one thing is, Asat Sanga Tyaga Yehi Vaishnava Achar. For devotees, especially in householder life, they should be very much, the exact word Maharaj mentioned, that they should not mix too much with materialistic people and take their association. If they do so, it will be most impossible to achieve perfection of life. And then Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that association, no association of non-devotees and full association and shelter of devotees. These both have to go together. So you find that Krishna consciousness is the most important aspect of life where the wheel of our Krishna consciousness can turn is based on association. You are what you associate. So when we associate with devotees, 100% guaranteed we are on the right path. The road may be very much full of potholes. That may be there. A lot of jerks may be there, but the direction is straight. Direction is right. Therefore, it is mentioned that association of devotee has to be sought. In the Yaksha Prasanga, the famous Yaksha Prasanga, where Yudhishthir Maharaj asked so many questions by Yaksha, One beautiful question which Yaksha Maharaj asked to Yudhishthir is, which is the best path one should follow? And answer this question, this beautiful verse Yudhishthir Maharaj says, which comes in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Naso rishi yasya matam na bhinnam dharmasya tattvam niyitam guhayam mahajana yena gatasapanta. So the best path, Yudhishthir Maharaj is saying, mahajana yena gatasapanta. But before that, Yudhishthir Maharaj mentions that Nasau rishi yasya matam na bhinnam. This material world is full of so many options. Even great sages have difference of opinion. Therefore, he's a great sage. Why? Because he's different from the other. Nasau rishir matam na bhinnam. Everyone has a different opinion. So you come across a society of people who have difference in opinion, you should know that is Kali Yuga, that is material world. Every philosopher, every learned person will have to differ with other learned person. So what is the solution? Why they are different? Because dharmasya tattva is very guhayam. It is not easy to understand dharma. We make a lecture on dharma and adharma, but what is dharma really in practical terms is very difficult. Therefore, a lot of opinions come on that. Dharmasya tattvam vinihitam guhayam mahajanayena gatasapanta. This guhya dharma tattva is hidden also guhya in the heart of a devotee, a pure devotee. A pure devotee, he knows in his heart the principles of religion, how to apply in the current stage of life. Therefore, if someone is blocked with lot of opinions, simple. Mahajana yena gatasapanta. Who is the Mahajana in your life? Follow him. In that path, there will be no trouble. It will be straight, simple path. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj goes one step higher. He said, if you want to achieve perfection of life, you have to roll in the dust of the feet of Vaishnavas, great sadhus. So Radhanath Maharaj was speaking in his class that, what do you mean by roll in the dust of Vaishnavas? Does it mean that we roll in temple hall? No. Sometimes in Guru Puja, Dandavat Pranam, we may do that. But roll in the dust of Vaishnavas means to following in their footsteps, to understand the purpose, the mission, and make our mission one with their mission. Maharaj mentioned that Lakshmi Devi is massaging the feet of Lord Narayan. Who is Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Devi, she is the goddess of wealth, opulence, all that which everyone in this material world is asking for. Shanti, dhan, aishwarya, everything is under Lakshmi's care. But she is interested 24 hours, 365 days, whatever that may be, full time massaging Krishna's lotus feet. So Lakshmi Devi is showing us that this is where peace is available, not anywhere in the world. That is eternal happiness. So, therefore Prahlad Maharaj says, roll in the dust of Vaishnavas. In fact, some years back I went to an Ayurvedic doctor. And he told me a very nice thing. He said, people come to me for medicines, Ayurvedic medicines. But they do not know, along with medicine there is one more element. If that is not there, the medicine may not work. So I asked, intrigued, because I was taking medicine from him, I should know what it is. He said, that is the faith in the doctor who is giving medicine. So the Ayurvedic physician told me, if someone takes medicine and along with that he has a faith in doctor, the medicine will 100% work. However, if someone takes medicine but there is no faith, medicine may be potent but may not be effective. So it is not just listening instructions of a sadhu but keeping faith in those words and applying those words in life. Like Shyam Tumar was mentioning a very nice point. That how much faith in an Ayurvedic physician can actually cure you. He was mentioning that one patient came to an Ayurvedic doctor and the Ayurvedic doctor saw your whole his nadi, pulse and everything, and then he took a prescription like this, you know. And he wrote all the different medicines and he gave like this to him. Exactly like one gives a pudi, you know. And he said, take this. and you take this, boil this in water and drink it. So this guy went home. When he went home, the doctor who was knowing about his patient, he realized that in that prescription he forgot to write two medicines, you know. So he decided next day he will go to his house and add those two medicines in that prescription. So he went to that home, went to that person's house, and he said, I forgot two more medicines, you know. Give me the prescription, I want to write down. So the patient said, doctor, which prescription? What prescription? The one which I gave you? Oh, that I ate, that I drank. And I'm completely all right. My problem is all gone. Doctor said, that you ate, that you drank, what it means, you know. So he thought that this paper has to be boiled in water, make kada and then taken. So he took that, you know, in the hot water he put that prescription, he boiled the prescription. I don't know what came, ink must have come in there, but whatever. The most important ingredient was his faith in the doctor. And that wonder, that created wonder in his life. So therefore in sadhu sangha, in following footsteps of Vaishnava, the most important thing is not just hearing, but also following with faith what is told. Because when the instructions come, they don't come as per our understanding, our comfort. It comes as it is needed, like a medicine. When medicine comes, we may like a yellow color, but we may get a blue tablet. Whatever it may be, it's a bitter medicine we have to take. Sometimes bitter medicine is there, sometimes tonic is there, very sweet. No problem, it has to be taken. So that's the importance, that how faith in association. So this is a lesson which you learn from Sadhu Sangha. One devotee was also giving a nice class recently. He was mentioning this beautiful point that if you go to a doctor and you get medicine, and if the medicine is not working on you, generally what we do, we change doctor. But he said, we should go to the same doctor and ask him, you gave him medicine with full conviction, it's not working. And doctor will either change the medicine, or doctor will say, increase the dosage. So that is how one should deal with sadhu sangha also. Radhanath Maharaj mentioning the same class, he was mentioning, generally the tendency in Kali Yuga is to change. Change things, change people, change partners, change guru also. Shiksha guru. So many gurus are there with us. The idea is to change. Isse jamta nahi, dusre ke paas jao. Isse jamega, usse instructions lo. Maharaj mentioned that if one changes his spiritual authority, his actual guru, that is spiritual suicide. One should stick to one's guru. If he's taking instructions from his guru, he has begun taking instructions from his guru, should continue taking instruction. Of course, if the guru is going away from instructions of Prabhupada, we can give up. But if the guru is in line with Srila Prabhupada, his guidance should be taken. That is given importance. And under his instructions, what happens? A living entity, a sadhaka, makes progress. The progress may look very slow, but it will definitely make progress. And under his guidance, our sadhu, one learns what actually is attachment, what actually is surrender, what is actually eternal peace in life. Maharaj was mentioning a nice thing that when he came from Vrindavan, he writes in his journey home that he had a beautiful journey home, this whole adventurous journey, and then he was told to go to New Vrindavan, stay there. So Radhanath Maharaj mentions in this lecture that when he came to New Vrindavan, he found New Vrindavan to be very opulent. Of course, when we also hear about New Vrindavan stories, we feel, my God, so many difficulty. But Maharaj said, when I came first to New Vrindavan, I found it very opulent. Because they were having hot prasad every day. In the evening, there would be hot milk and they would get time to discuss. And I would think, what is this so much opulence here? So when Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan, Radhanath Maharaj went to Prabhupada and asked, Prabhupada, there is a lot of opulence in New Vrindavan. And Prabhupada replied to Maharaj that if you are staying under a tree and you are asked to stay in a palace, you should stay in a palace. And if you are staying in a palace And you stay, if you are told to ask in a tree, ask to stay under a tree, you should stay under a tree. Because real Krishna consciousness is to follow what is told to you. That is Krishna consciousness. So Maharaj mentioned that's a very important crucial point. Real Vairagya detachment is not what my mind feels. It is all about what sadhus are saying, what is best for me. We are having a Vrindavan Parikrama when Radhanath Maharaj was taking us around Govardhan. And the whole flock of all these 3,000 plus devotees were going and approaching Radhakund, the most important place, you know. So in Radhakund, we were all very grave and, at a particular time Maharaj mentions that the kirtan should be very soothing, should be not very tumultuous, should be very grave, very serious, you know, should not, no talking. So there is a mood when the whole yatra actually entered Radhakund. And there's one person, one devotee who knew Maharaj very well. He's like happy very and comes and meets Maharaj, offers Dandavat Pranam and he says, Maharaj, I am so happy. Maharaj watches him and says, and then remembers that I have seen this devotee. And then recollects, this devotee is that person who has left ISKCON society and is now staying in Radhakund. So he was very good friends with Maharaj. Maharaj, I am so happy staying in Radhakund here. Maharaj is grave, you know, in the whole Radhakund area. So Maharaj very deeply very sees his eyes and he responds, you are happy. But have you ever thought, is Krishna happy? Is Krishna happy? If you make Krishna happy, Maharaj said, you will be eternally happy. Now we may have happiness, but that happiness will fade away. So a devotee will temporarily be in distress to look for eternal happiness than to be temporarily happy and have long distress. So this is what I was very close to that whole thing. And one more devotee confirmed later that this is what Maharaj was having discussion with that how important is to be in devotees association. Radhanath Maharaj was in Kumbh Mela and he was invited by one very important Mahant who also had his camp. And this Mahant was very well known for many popular events. He was like very famous. He was a very big humanitarian activist. So Maharaj went with few brahmacharis to his camp. And this Mahant, he saw Radhanath Maharaj, he was so happy. He went and embraced Maharaj, then he offered pranam to Maharaj. He made Maharaj sit on the Vyasasana where he was sitting. And then he bought water, and Maharaj was so reluctant, but still he washed the feet of Maharaj. And while washing the feet of Maharaj, he was crying tears. And then he told Maharaj, just his inner heart came out, that everyone admires me so much, but actually I am feeling lonely. So I am so happy that you came to meet me. Please keep coming every day to meet me. And Maharaj smiled. And when that person was busy, Maharaj turned to Brahmacharya and said, such a popular leader, doing so many great activities, he is saying, I am feeling lonely. And told Brahmacharya that, so don't leave association, stay in devotee association. You may do big projects, but you will feel lonely. If you stay in association of devotees, you may not do big projects, but you will never feel lonely. You will be always thriving in association of devotees. You may be slow, but you may go far. That's the point. So we see in association of devotees, we may experience certain emotions which may not very as per our liking. But this is part of life. Radhanath Maharaj mentioned all the same lecture that he was mentioning that someone may think this Mumbai city, pollution, so much of traffic, materialism is very rampant here, and so many problems, Rajogun, you know. And because of that Rajogun, what may happen, that Rajogun may also enter in devotee community, there may be sometimes quarrel, difference of opinion. So someone may think, you know, I don't want to stay here, you know. Let me go to some very peaceful place. And let me just chant Hare Krishna. So Maharaj mentioning that this tendency of going away is very rampant in the mind of a sadhaka. Because he wants peace. But people do not know that Krishna consciousness is not peace, Maharaj mentioning. Krishna consciousness is bliss and not peace. And that bliss can come even from distress, as gopis underwent bliss even in separation from Krishna. So he quoted this beautiful point that how Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, not to make him peaceful, but to make him fight a war. So our formula is not peace, our formula is something else, surrender. So then he just, in humorous way said, if someone comes and says you, Om Shanti, 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 you should say, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. That's our formula. Our formula is not Shanti, our formula is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. So there are many more points which we can discuss, time is running out of our hands. One small thing, this lecture which Maharaj gave ended in a very beautiful way. Maharaj said that he mentioned the story of Jesus Christ the day before he was crucified. Last Supper, that's called when everyone came together, all the followers of Jesus Christ came and they were having the last meal. They did not know, but Jesus knew. So then he said, bring me water. And today I am going to wash each and every of my disciples' feet. So they were shocked. Their master is wanting to wash their feet. So he got the jar of water and he first went to Peter. And Peter was like thrown away. He said, I can't do that. You are a master. My feet is very dirty. How can you wash? You have to allow me to wash your feet, he said. Jesus said to him, by allowing me to wash your feet, I am teaching all of you how important you are all to me. And then Jesus, without any more opposition, he went on to wash all the followers' feet. And then he said, by this I am telling all of you that how I am showing you that I want to be servant of devotees. So if you want to be my servant, you also have to be servant of devotees. And then he said, now I am giving you the last commandment. And his last commandment was, love one another as I love you. That was his commandment. So Krishna loves his devotees. And how should devotees love each other? The way Krishna loves his devotees. And this is basically what the theme of this verse is. Here in this verse, there is mention of mitha, this word, three times. Apart from that, there is also another word, mitha. If you read the word to our meaning, paraspara is also called mitha or mutual. So four times in this shloka, there is this word mitha has come or mutual has come. So what is mutual? When you come together in the mutual association of devotees, there is friendship, mutual friendship. And there is mutual discussion of Krishna Katha. And in the mutual discussion of Krishna Katha, we mutually make advancement. I was recently with one young devotee, young boy who was studying in the school, 9th standard. So he said, I asked him how many marks he got in 9th standard. He said 90%. So he said that 90%, I said next is 10th standard. You work little more hard, you will get 95, 96, you know, more. And this boy said, no Prabhuji, not little, I have to work double hard. So why? You got 90%, you work little more, 95%. So till 90% you have to work very hard. But to go to 90 to 100, you have to work as much hard as you got 90%. So then when he said that, I also realized that when Krishna consciousness is sailing smooth, many times we say we have for many years been devotees, you know. But abhi thoda samay baat baki hai. Sometimes we say, you know, thoda bacha hai bas, 10-12 saal. But as per this logic, actually the last and last leg is the most toughest. We have to work double, more. And therefore, at this junction of time, we see that there is a lot of issues, problems. The mind is not cooperating. Why? Because the effort also has to be double. And when you come association of devotees, this double effort is very easy than to stand alone and be without association. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhu. Nice thank class you. Today. So nice class.
You got a question?
I was.